Hello, welcome. It's me, Jeffrey. And you should all know my lovely partner, Buffy.
Hello, nice to see you.
So, in day one of this travel lesson, Jamie and Chris were talking about where to film their project.
是啊，还记得第一天他们讨论要去哪里拍影片吗？
They talked about a very nice campus with a great environment, including some green hills.
Wow, environment, campus, hills. Those were all Warpaw words from yesterday.
Yes, that's right. But it's time now to continue. We'll learn more vocabulary and see how the second day of the lesson goes.
Cool, it's nice to talk about beautiful places. So let's get started and take a look at today's conversation.
Taiwan's unique universities.
Great! One down, one more to go.
Let's pick another choice.
Well, a light bulb just went off in my head.
What is it? What did you think of?
The Taipei National University of the Arts has a great view.
Is that near Beitou area? I've never been there.
Yes, it's on the mountain and overlooks Danshui.
I imagine it's a fantastic place to enjoy the wonders of nature.
Also, people can appreciate different kinds of art there.
I can't wait to see the results of our project.
Rush Hour!
Choice. Helen made a choice to eat Italian food for dinner. Helen made a choice to eat Italian food for dinner. Mountain. Snow covers the mountains in Switzerland each year. Snow covers the mountains in Switzerland each year. Imagined. Clara imagined herself sitting on a beautiful beach. Clara imagined herself sitting on a beautiful beach. Result. A result of exercising more is feeling healthier. A result of exercising more is feeling healthier.
Jamie and Chris are brainstorming.
What? They have storms in their brains? This sounds crazy.
It means they are trying to think of a lot of ideas.
Oh, okay. So brainstorm 其实就是脑力激荡的意思啦。
Jamie starts off, and he must feel good about their project, because he says, great, one done, one to go.
Jamie 就说太好了，解决一个还剩下一个。那这个说法呢，可以运用在决定或者是讨论有很多项目的情况，表示已经搞定一个啦，还剩下几个要来讨论。来跟我说一次， one down, one more to go.
All right, Chris then says, let's pick another choice.
我们再做另一个选择吧。有备案啊，总是好的，可以避免掉一些突发状况嘛。
Okay, we need to be careful. Choose, C-H-O-O-S-E, is a verb. But the word in our article is choice, C-H-O-I-C-E, and it's a noun.
这里呢，我们看到 choice 是名词选择，那它的动词是 choose, C-H-O-O-S-E,它的三态是 choose, chose, chosen。那 choice 其实也可以当形容词哦，表示上等的、精选的。Choice apples 就是上等的苹果。
A choice is the act of choosing.
That's right.
Or something that you can choose. And here it's something that they have already chosen. They chose Donghai University for filming.
Yes, they did. Yet you don't get to choose, but give us the example sentence of choice.
All right. Helen made a choice to eat Italian food for dinner. Helen made a choice to eat Italian food for dinner.
海伦晚餐决定吃意大利食物。
Good choice, don't you think?
Sure, I love Italian food, like pizzas, pastas. What kind of food do you like most, Jeffrey?
I like Italian food the best. Pasta, any kind is good for me.
Good.
All right, so next in the article, Jamie says, well, a light bulb just went off in my head.
That's right, light bulb 是灯泡的意思。那通常如果某人忽然想到什么好主意就会叮叮，卡通片不是都会这样吗？用灯泡来表示。A light bulb just went off in my head. 我的脑袋里啊，忽然有颗灯泡闪过，就是灵光一现的意思。那会是什么好主意呢？ Jamie, 还有什么提议吗？
Chris wants to hear Jamie's great idea. So he says, what is it? What did you think of? I guess he really can't wait.
Chris 也很想急着知道答案耶。你知道吗？你想要知道答案吗？
Jamie tells him, the Taipei National University of the Arts has a great view.
台北艺术大学啊，也有绝佳的景色。View 是景色，那它跟 scenery 有什么不一样呢？ View 啊，是指从某处看到的景色。那 scenery 呢，是泛指一个整体的景色或者是风景。Like country scenery, 乡村景色。台北艺术大学啊，确实也挺令人心旷神怡的。不知道 Chris 知不知道这所大学呢？
Chris wants to be sure that he remembers where this school is. So he checks, saying, is that near the Beito area? I've never been there.
Chris 就问说啦，诶，那是不是在北投这个地区啊？ I've never been there.这里用到是现在完成式 have has 加动词的过去分词 PP 的形态，表示呢曾有过或未曾有过的经验。那因为是 never， 所以表示 Chris 从来没有去过北投。真是太可惜了，北投是个好地方哦。
Okay, well, we can understand why he doesn't remember, because he has never been there.
That's right.
But he has heard about it.So his guess is correct.
That's right. Good guess.
Okay. Okay. Where were we? Chris asked if the Taipei National University of the Arts is in Beito. And Jamie says, yes, it's on the mountain and overlooks淡水。
对啊，它是在北投，而且还是在山上，可以俯瞰淡水的美景哦。
You know, in my opinion,Beito and Danshui are two of the most beautiful places in Taiwan. I've been to both of them several times.
Wow.
I think it's very relaxing. So it really must be a great view for taking pictures and making a film like Jamie and Chris are doing.
That's right. 但是啊，其实我个人偏好花东啦，因为那边的风景真的也是很漂亮的。
Let's talk about the word mountain.
Sure.
Because we talked about the word hill in lesson
one. That's right.
And they are similar, but a mountain is usually very high.
Very high.
Yeah.
That's
and
right.
it can be rocky.
That's right.
Whereas a hill is not so high and not so rocky.
那这里看到的 mountain 是山山脉的意思。Mountain of 或者是 mountains of something.就表示某个东西啊，堆的跟山一样高哦，也就是数量很多的意思啦。像是 My boss gave me mountains of work today. 我老板今天给了我一堆工作。I think Jeffrey has another great example for us too.
I do. Snow covers the mountains in Switzerland each year. Snow covers the mountains in Switzerland each year.
瑞士高山上终年覆盖着雪。那刚刚句子里面还有提到 overlook 是动词，表示从高处往下俯瞰，它也有忽略或者是疏忽的意思。
So Chris is just going to think about that place in his mind.
That's right.
And he says, I imagine it's a fantastic place to enjoy the wonders of nature.
Chris 虽然没去过啊，但是他说，哎呀，我可以想象。 它是一个欣赏自然奇景的好地方哦。Wonder 是名词，表示奇观。The wonders of nature 就是自然奇观的意思。
Imagine is an important word in this conversation. It means to form or make a picture in your mind of what something might be like.
Imagine 就是动词，想象、猜想的意思。那 think 也是想啊，有什么不同呢？其实 imagine 是将想象具体化的事物 ，like imagine that you won $1 billion.
Oh, okay.
想象一下你赢得1亿元喽。那 think 呢是比较抽象的概念，就是想着可能会发生的状况或者事情 ，just like let me think， 让我想一想。Okay, example sentence time.
Clara imagined herself sitting on a beautiful beach. Clara imagined herself.Sitting on a beautiful beach.
Oh, I can imagine that too. 想象自己坐在美丽的沙滩上是多么美好的一件事。
Yeah.
So relaxing.
Just imagining is a great trick that I use to help you relax.
Oh, really?
You just need to imagine that you're on a beach, in a park, or any place that makes you feel great. It really works.
Sure.But you said this word imagine is important. Why?
Well, Jamie and Chris are talking about pretty places.
That's right.
And it's easy for Chris to imagine places.
Okay.
They don't have to go find a picture right away. And actually, imagining is lightning fast. You don't have to go on the internet or Google or find a photograph. You can imagine it.Very quickly.
Okay, 所以用想的比上网找图片还快，所以 imagine 其实很重要的哦。
Jamie has some more to say about the University of the Arts. He says, also, people can appreciate different kinds of art there.
啊，原来除了美景之外啊，台北艺术大学也有很多不同类型的艺术展示品可以供大众欣赏 appreciate.哇，感觉整个是人文与艺术气息并重的校园哦。
So even now I can imagine this beautiful mountain, and from the top I can see Danshui, and also enjoy great art all around me at this wonderful university. And I'm imagining because actually I don't think I've ever been there.
Well, actually it's quite close to where I live. I can give you a tour if you want, but we have to finish our lesson first. So what's going on next?
Chris is imagining how great their project will be. He says, I can't wait to see the result of our project.
Chris 就说我真的是等不及要看我们作业的成果了。
A result is a conclusion or outcome.
没错，今天最后一个单字 result, 名词表示结果。成果的意思，它有一个很好用的片语哦， as a result of, 是由于。哎，不是吃的鱿鱼哦。For example, Jessica was late for work this morning as a result of the heavy traffic. Okay, Jeffrey has another great example for you students.
A result of exercising more is feeling healthier. A result of exercising more is feeling healthier.
多运动的结果啊，就是会感觉更健康哦。
So,I often go on the internet to get the results of NBA games because I'm a really big fan.
没错 ，result 其实也可以是指比数或者是成绩的意思。
All right, and lots of Taiwanese were happy about the results of the Academy Awards, the Oscars, because Ang Lee won a big
That's
award.
That's right, 李安得奖的结果啊 ，results 真的是让我超开心的。
And now, the result of giving all these examples is that we are out of time, so we will go to wrap up.
So, Teacher Jeffrey, where did you go to college?
I went to college near the city of Chicago in the USA.
So, is it a beautiful campus?
It was a very nice campus, except in the winter when everything is covered in cold snow.
Wow, 冬天应该蛮冷的哦。不晓得经过这两天介绍，同学们有没有对大学的美景有所向往呢？记得有空可以去看看哦。See you next time.
大家好，我是贾文馨 Evita。 各位同学们， What would bring you down? 有什么事会让你怅然失落呢？不觉得夕阳无限好，城市近黄昏总是令人失落吗？不觉得满地的落叶和枯萎的花朵儿也令人惆怅吗？好，我知道我不适合这个路线，不过相信大家有时候真的会有很 down 的感觉。那这个时候英文的表达方式就是 I've been so down lately. I've been so down lately. Down 形容词在这边当然不是指向下的，而是表示情绪低落、消沉。重点来咯，我们来看一下这个具体的状态。Have been 是现在完成式，它是一个非常重要的文法。I've been so down lately.I've been so down lately. 我最近一直都很失落，有发现是持续低落的状态一直到现在吗？所以我说 I'm feeling down today. 我情绪低落只维持在今天的此时此刻。另外 I've been so down lately. 我们还看到一个字 lately, 这个时间副词表示近来、最近。所以啊，我们从 lately 可以得知，可能是从两三天前一直到现在心情都不好哦，所以一定要用现在完成式。 I've been so down lately. I've been so down lately. 我相信看 A Plus 的同学们一定天天都很嗨的，所以明天见啦，拜拜。
小姐，那天我去一间餐厅，哦，他们服务生服务态度真差。
嗯，
不是应该服务业要秉持着顾客永远是对的态度吗？
是啊，不过哦，这个顾客是用 customer、consumer 还是 client 啊？
如果要表示顾客呢，一般我们在普遍生活中最常用到的字，当然就是 customer。所以啊，只要是购买任何商品的人，或是固定到某个商店消费的顾客，用这个字就对了。像是啊，如果我要说，哎，我可是 Seven 的常客，常客的英文就是 regular customer。因此，我可以这么说 ：I'm a regular 7-Eleven customer， or I'm a regular customer of 7-Eleven。另外呢，我们常常打电话给这个客服，客服当然就是所谓的顾客服务哦。那这样的英文就是 customer service。那 customer service 他们秉持的精神当然就是这个顾客永远是第一的啦。这时候你就可以这么说 ，the customer is always right。不过洛老师常到企业上课的时候，他们比较常用另外一个字来称呼他们的客户，这个字就是 client，C-L-I-E-N-T。client 是什么呢？它比较是用在表示像是律师啦，或是会计师等等的专业人士的委托人、客户的意思哦。另外在新闻上，我们常常会提到另外一个字，就是消费者，它的英文则是 consumer。所以像是之前我们有拿到这个消费券，英文就是 consumer voucher。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
最普遍的用法当然就是 customer 这个字表示顾客，如果要用表示这个专业人士的客户或是委托人，则用 client， 而消费者的英文就是 consumer。
Taiwan's unique universities。
Great! One down, one more to go.
Let's pick another choice.
Well, a light bulb just went off in my head.
What is it? What did you think of?
The Taipei National University of the Arts has a great view.
Is that near Beitou area? I've never been there.
Yes, it's on the mountain and overlooks Danshui.
I imagine it's a fantastic place to enjoy the wonders of nature.
Also, people can appreciate different kinds of art there.
I can't wait to see the results of our project.
Choice. Helen made a choice to eat Italian food for dinner. Helen made a choice to eat Italian food for dinner.Mountain. snow covers the mountains in Switzerland each year. Snow covers the mountains in Switzerland each year. Imagine. Imagine. Imagine, imagined, imagined. Clara imagined herself sitting on a beautiful beach. Clara imagined herself sitting on a beautiful beach. Result. Result. A result of exercising more is feeling healthier. A result of exercising more is feeling healthier.